We're going to start it off with a guy who is really a legend in the music business. You know, of course, of Peter, Paul, and Mary. Tonight, you're going to meet Peter Yarrow.
Weave, weave, weave me the sunshine out of the falling rain. Weave me the hope of a new tomorrow and fill my cup again. Sing it with me.
Welcome back once again to Recovery Coast to Coast. I'm Neil Scott. We are here in New York City visiting with Peter Yarrow, one third of Peter, Paul, and Mary. He's a singer, he's a songwriter, he is an activist, he is a person in long-term recovery. Peter, welcome to Recovery Coast to Coast.
My brother, a pleasure. Thank you for that wonderful introduction.
Peter, you are in long-term recovery from addiction. Talk, if you would, a little bit about addiction and the recovery process.
Some of us have become addicted to something in some way or another, and that involves a chemical process that is concomitant with this recapitulation of hole in the soul self-injury. All people who have an addictive ongoing cycle in their lives have this hole in the soul where they're trying to feed and at the same time starve that insistent demon that says you are not worthwhile, you are really somebody that should be punished, and then we punish ourselves by going back to the acting out or addictive behavior. We use various tools, you know, we who want to recover.
Peter, I know that the Serenity Prayer has played a significant role in your recovery.
I have to say, you know, the Serenity Prayer is very powerful. But there's another part of recovery that I think is very important, is the promises. We will know peace. Now, what does that mean? What? Forgetting about the fact whether you're in recovery in terms of 12-step work or allied work or not, do you want to know peace in you? What does that mean? For me, having found a measure of peace that was never possible in my earlier years, it means several things. Number one, that I live my life through a lens of real gratitude. I really feel on an ongoing basis, I sit here with you, that for many, many reasons that have very little to do with the kind of list of things that have made me fortunate in my life, that I see the very act of living and being in this moment as something that is a great blessing. And I'm not a religious guy at all. I am Jewish, but I'm not, you know, steeped in the practice of Judaism at all. You know, I'm as comfortable at a Catholic Mass if it's loving and not, you know, engendering animosity in some way, or preaching things that I think are hateful, and I've seen that happen too, or in a, yeah, you know, in a teepee. It's all good if it's good, and it's all the same. I'm saying that I have a sense of really knowing. The only wish that I have in terms of life is to have enough of this gratitude and perspective that makes me less isolated from other people and from history that went before and will come afterward, so that whatever happens, I maintain my center core of caring and gratitude and love. That, if I have that, then I am a rich human being, and I know peace. I could not know peace if I was doing self-destructive things, because the self-destructive things that I was doing so destabilized my sense of being able to honestly feel the goodness that was within me, because the self-destructive things, as I understand it, had very little to do with what I was doing.
Peter, there certainly are a lot of addictive behaviors that people do to try to fill themselves up.
Whatever you're doing, that whether it's your chocolate piece of business, or whether it's your smoking piece of business, or whether it's your debting, or whether it's your drinking, whatever, it's all the same thing. It's not about drinking or smoking or debting or whatever. It's about that hole in the soul that needs to be filled either with love or with self-destructive behavior. And how you do that is to come to terms with yourself and basically get naked, become vulnerable, and go through an exercise of realizing that you are one of many, and it is not, your value does not depend upon money, power, or fame at all.
Well, anonymity certainly plays a big role in all of this.
The anonymity in the room, everybody is equal. Everybody is sacrosanct. Everybody is worthy of respect. So you automatically live the premise of the idea of what gratitude is. Gratitude means is I am not alone. I am not isolated from other human beings. I am valuable in the most profound of ways, and so is everybody else. Once you have that perspective as the dynamic of your basic self going towards the world and the way you receive the world, you have the foundation for living a sense of peace. And I must say that the reason for me that I can see the 12 steps working is that it actually models that kind of goal. You actually get it. So the people go there and they feel better. Why do they feel there? Because they have touched and felt what peace is all about. Now, I have read literature, I've read the big book, but it has never been characterized in this way. And one of the things I think I shall do one day when I do, I don't want to write a book of my own life history, because I don't think that's really what I'm about. I want to write a book that's anecdotal, certainly in many ways, but that talks about this kind of perspective. I think that being able to, if you're writing songs, if you have to, there's no point in writing something dishonest. I mean, why would you do that? Unless you're doing something for the box. And frankly, that never was the reality of what I needed to do with Peter, Paul, and Mary. We were insulated from that. We had enormous amount of success right away. Fortunately, I am in the position where I can devote 90-some percent of my time to doing the work that I believe in and love. In terms of recovery, I think what I've just shared is a very interesting way to look at what it means. If somebody says, why should I go to meetings? And a lot of people will say, well, you should go to meetings because it'll keep you sober. But that's just a beginning. It'll go to meetings because it models the kind of perspective that you will want to ultimately adopt if you want to know peace, whereby you are not you, in the sense that people who don't want to take part in preserving the environment are all about me. They're not about me as a part of what has the legacy that has empowered me and given me my gifts and given me my heart and my thoughts and allowed me to become a creative part of what's going on and the next generation. If you want to have a perspective that transcends that selfishness, that aloneness, that fear, those walls of isolation, those meetings are an absolutely amazing way to actually experience the road to and the paradigm for living in peace. Of course, you have to go to a meeting where you feel safe, where you feel your anonymity is being respected, particularly in my case. I mean, my God, you know, if I didn't feel that sense. And as a matter of fact, there was one meeting where I was approached and recognized and, you know, as a performer, and I felt unsafe going there because the tone with which I approached was I felt I could get busted, you know, in a way that wouldn't allow me to go through this growth in a certain way. I could injure my professional life. Now I know that admitting to or acknowledging that I'm a person in recovery is a very respectable, wonderful thing. But the dynamics of it and the necessity for not repeating what has been said is crucial. And also respecting the idea that you do not take somebody's inventory. You're not there to be a therapist. You're there to learn, to live differently, to be in service to others and yourself. And in doing so, you become less frightened, less closed down. I attribute my ability to find this peacefulness, you know. No, but fortunately, I was a very, very high bottom, you know, an addict, you know, because I functioned extremely well. But internally, I paid a huge price. And now I don't. So here I am, happier than I was for decades. And I have been for a long time because I've been sober for a long time.
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.